you make it to the station, there's no one there but you. Got the weather and the news and all your records to find. All this must be done before sign on time. The early morning DJ has lots of records to play. He's up every morning before the break of day. Most people are still sleeping. His wife and kids, he leaves at home. It won't be long till he'll be signing on. You're reading the news and the phone starts ringing. Someone wants to know who the last guy was singing. They want you to make some dedications for them today. This is the life of the early morning DJ. The early morning DJ has lots of records to play. He's up every morning before the break of day. Most people are still sleeping. His wife and kids, he leaves at home. It won't be long till he'll be signing on. No, it won't be long till he'll be signing on.
And now, the Air Check Factory presents The Adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace. Flash Frisbone, this planet's most transient radio personality. The jock who gets fired so often he never unpacks his suitcase. Flash Frisbone, endowed with the superpower to change formats in a single bound. Now, once again, the continuing saga of Floating Flash Frisbone. Fired last week from a talk station in Keokuk for calling the mayor an idiot and his sponsor a ripoff, Flash Frisbone finds himself in Staple Gun, Saskatchewan, Canada, in the office of the general manager of CHIT, a 100-watt AM station. Let's listen.
Ah, Frisbone, Frisbone, I've been expecting you. Come in, come in. Stomp your feet. Close the door.
Oh, boy, I tell you, this is sure some weather you guys got here.
Yes, Frisbone. Beautiful, beautiful day, don't you think?
Is it always like this in April?
Yes, well, anyway, welcome to the staff of CHIT.
Boy, I tell you, this is Staple Gun, Saskatchewan. It sure is pretty.
We like it here. We like it here very much, Frisbone. You'll like it, too, especially when the spring thaw comes in June. Listen, before we put you on the air here at CHIT, we'll need some information. Just a second. Maggie, could I have the Frisbone file, please?
Is there a problem?
Just preliminary. You know, we want to see, check your background and things like that.
Okay. Well, you find that I've got a pretty extensive background.
Yes, so I've heard. Well, let's see. While we're waiting, I must say, while I was listening to your audition tape...
Yeah?
I really expected someone much shorter, with less hair.
Well, yeah, I get that a lot. You know, it's just, you're part of the image that people associate with the voice. They usually don't expect somebody with this resonance to be 6'2" with wavy brown hair and blue eyes. I don't know why that is.
Yeah, well, just the old radio biz, eh, Frisbone?
Yeah.
Coffee?
No, I never do stimulants when I'm not on the board.
Well, you don't mind if I indulge.
No, go ahead.
Well, anyway, just a second. Come in, Maggie.
Maggie, close the door. Close the door.
Oh, Mr. Preston, I have the
Frisbone file. Frisbone, yes. Put it on the desk.
Okay.
My goodness. Frisbone, what is this? Is this an encyclopedia or what?
Well, they asked all kinds of questions, and they wanted to know my employment history, and I had to write down every station I worked at.
Yes. Well, anyway, we'll look at that later. Well, listen, Frisbone. Maggie.
Yes?
Listen, Maggie, private conference. You're excused. Lovely girl. Now, let's see. let's look at the application here. Well, Frisbone, first things first...
Yeah.
It will never do in Ottawa to have your name on the application Flash Frisbone.
Oh?
Have to have your real name.
Real name?
Yes, your real name. As they say in your country, what's your handle, good buddy?
Arnold.
Arnold Frisbone.
No, Mr. Preston. Flash Arnold.
Do this later. Listen, Frisbone, before I send you into the control room, there's something I must tell you.
What's that?
We have had a slight format change here at CHIT.
Format change?
Yes. When I hired you, we were doing something else, but that's all changed now. It's all different.
What are you doing now?
Well, we're running, it's...
What is it?
High energy wall to wall.
High energy wall to wall. What's that?
Well, didn't you listen to the radio on the way into town?
The dog sled didn't have a radio.
Oh, well, let me turn on the monitor and show you. Let's see. Right here.
Who's on the board right now?
The Iron Jaw Palmer.
Oh, I remember him.
He's coming up to a break now. Let's listen.
Okay.
Let's hallelujah on his wonderful Wackakeans and music on CHIT. Now I'm going to be taking caller number 5 at 75546. I'm giving away tickets for the concert to hear Dick Contino over an Indian stick. Just tell me the correct number of Shimmering Strings in Melacrino's orchestra, and you win those tickets on CHIT. Now here's more music for you on CHIT. The music of Mantovani and his orchestra on CHIT.
Well, that's basically it, Frisbone. Let me turn this off. That's basically our format, high energy, wall to wall. Do you think you can handle it?
Oh, sure, the sure thing. That's no problem. It's the same thing that they got at Cave Louie.
You worked at Cave Louie?
Yeah, it's in my form right there, page 73, I think. No, there's no problem at all. You know, they Cave Louie's got basically the same thing, except they play more organ music, and, you know, I had afternoon drive there.
Afternoon drive at Cave Louie? What happened? Why aren't you there now?
Well, I broke format one day.
Mm. Well, what did you do?
I don't know. I just wanted to kick out the jams, and I played a Myron Florin record.
Well, listen, Frisbone, we will have none of that here. None of that here. No breaking format here.
I would never.
CHIT is a formatted station, and our playlist is very tight.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. You understand?
No problem.
All right. If you can follow the format, you're in.
Sure. No problem.
All right, well, listen. You go ask Iron Jaw to put you on the board, and you're on.
Oh, great.
You're on. You'll have afternoon drive.
Wow, my favorite shift. Hey, that's really neat. Okay, let me just get my briefcase here. Oh!
What's that record, Frisbone?
It's nothing, really.
What is it?
No.
What is it?
No, it's nothing, really. It's...
Give it here. What is it?
Just, Herb Alpert's Tijuana Brass, it's whipped cream.
Mm-hmm. You were going to play Herb Alpert in the Tijuana Brass on CHIT?
Oh, no. I just like to look at the girl's picture on the cover.
Frisbone, you are through. You are done. You are finished. You do not have the afternoon drive shift. In fact, you have no shift at CHIT whatsoever. As a matter of fact, I would like to see you out of Staple Gun, Saskatchewan as soon as possible. Get out of my station. Get out of my city. Get out of my country. Out.
But little did he know that in slamming the door while making his hasty exit from CHIT, Flash set off an avalanche in the mountain overlooking the sleepy Canadian town. The avalanche hit the CHIT tower, snapping it, and sending it crashing down in the very direction our hero is standing, waiting for the next dog sled out of Staple Gun. Will he escape in time? And what does this mean to the ratings of CHIT? Join us next month when we continue the amazing adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace!
You're listening to Radio Ace from Imaginary Stations.
You should see me passing by, and I softly breathe a sigh. I'm just headed northward bound to the only love I found. Well, I was born away down south, somewhere along a rural route. If I had it to do again, I'd request to be born in my north country home. I've been around this world three times, and I've been in some warmer climates, but there's no place that I can find just to ease my traveling mind. Would you believe there's fishing streams and and the air's still fresh and clean. My cabin's warm and it's tight on a cold gray winter night in my North Country home. So dear, well, turn me loose and let me go where there's moonlight on the snow. Well, there's a maple tree outside and it's a symbol of my pride and the feeling I can't hide and the love that's deep inside for my North Country home. If they should carry me away long before that judgment day, well, don't you worry, don't you fear, they can't bury my soul down here in my North Country home. Yes, it's the big land of my dreams, there's no finer place I've seen than my North Country home.
And now, the Air Check Factory presents the amazing radio adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone. Floating Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace, America's most transient disc jockey. Floating Flash Frisbone, the jock that just can't keep a job. You'll remember last time, Radio Ace Floating Flash Frisbone was waiting for the next dog sled to take him from Stapleton, Saskatchewan, where an avalanche had just struck the CHIT tower. As we tune in this month, the tower is now toppling in the direction where our hero is standing. Could this be the end? But wait, what's that? Off in the distance, the swish of helicopter blades. It's the KMPC traffic copter. In an effort to get away from the smog, they decided to head just a little north of L.A. until the air cleared and, well, Flash, not being one to pass up a free ride, hails the copter.
Hey, you guys!
And just in the nick of time. As the helicopter with Flash safely aboard begins heading south, the steel structure that was the tower of CHIT crashes down on the studios of Canada's only high-energy wall-to-wall station. The studios and record library of the 250-watt AM facility are completely destroyed at an estimated damage of $75.44. Luckily, disc jockey Ironjaw Palmer was not in the studios at the time of the destruction. He was floating a Ferranti and Teicher album while trying to make a date with Maggie Stanton, the station's secretary. And so, our hero, Floating Flash Frisbone, is safe, but once again out of work. But not for long. On the floor of the KMPC traffic copter, he finds a copy of Broadcasting Magazine. As per usual, he begins reading it from back to front. Under Help Wanted Announcers, he reads,
"Are you a communicator? We need you. Popular media market talk show in the early evenings." Early evenings? That's my favorite shift. Right, box 94, Broadcasting Magazine. Hot dog!
And Flash immediately addresses one of the envelopes containing his audition tape and resume. As soon as he gets dropped off, he'll put it in the mail, and then it's just a matter of waiting. You know, it's a funny thing about radio. The station in the blind box ad turned out to be the same one that fired Flash just 2 weeks earlier. But things in broadcasting being what they are, Flash beat out the other two applicants. A dropout from the Matchbook School of Radio and TV, and the station's janitor. So we join Flash now at his first day back on the air at WYAP, Yammer Radio 94, in Keokuk, Iowa. Let's listen.
And the number is 245-TALK, that's 245-TALK on the Frizz phone. Hey, we had a big city council meeting last night. We got an open line tonight. Talk about anything you want to talk about. At 245-TALK, and we have five open lines right now, so you can call right now, and there's five open lines. Hey, how about, what do you think about it? Who do you think should run for president? Huh? You think it should be Carter? Or what? 245-TALK, that's 245-TALK, on the Frizz phone, on WYAP in Keokuk. Hey, it's nice to be back, we have five open lines right now, and this is your show. This is open line tonight. Talk about anything. It's 245-TALK. It's 245-TALK. And what about the Olympics, huh? What do you think about that, eh? Was that right thing to do? And you think where do you think we should have the Olympics? And it's 245-TALK-TALK. And Yammer Radio, Yap 94, and... You've got open lines right now, five open lines. Listen, I think what we need is more taxes. You know, I mean, how do you think they pay for all that stuff that makes America great? You know, like the Lincoln Monument. You think they built that for free, huh? Huh? Let's raise the taxes. What do you say? What do you say, Keokuk? Let's raise the taxes, huh? Let's up those taxes. And, you know, I mean, so what? I mean, you know, let's and gasoline should be $3 a gallon, too, hey? 245-TALK, got five open lines. 245-TALK. Free right now. Call. Yeah, I think they should draft women. Sure. They should send them to the front lines. They want equal? They want equal? I'll give them equal. Hey. I mean, you know, wouldn't that make trench warfare interesting if we had women in the front lines, huh?
Huh? What do you think of that? What do you think of that, Keokuk? Give me a call. 245-TALK. Come on, huh? Huh? You know what I think? I think you people are all deadheads. That's what I think. We got 5 open lines here, and nobody's calling, hey? You know, you wouldn't know how to talk if they paid you. Come on, call me. 245-TALK. This is the Frizz phone. It's your show. This isn't my show. It's your show. I mean, you know, you know what you guys are out there listening to the radio? You're nothing but a bunch of commie pinko fags. Yeah, you're probably sitting around playing with yourself instead of calling. You know, you can use those fingers for other stuff. Put them in a phone and call 245-TALK. You know? I mean, that's my opinion. What's yours? This is a Frizz phone. 245-TALK. What's the matter? Cat got your tongue, huh? You gonna call me or what? We got a call. Anyway, we got a call coming in on line one. Hello? Oh, this is a Frizz phone. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like a large with extra cheese and sausage and pepperoni and onions. So that's for John Bellanger. Hello?
Goodbye. All right, now look. All right, I told the clown that owns this poor excuse of a radio station, I told him, I said, there's two things that'll get me back on the air. Thing number one, you get rid of Bob's used cars, because he really took me for a ride in that Pinto. I'm not kidding you. I still say that was the lousiest deal I ever had. Okay, he said, we'll put him on in the earlier show. Okay, fine. And then I said, number two, you get me some good guests and some good topics. What does he give me? You know, he gives me this old stale stuff about the Olympics, this crap about the taxes. I mean, it's the same stuff that nobody ever called about before. You people are all deadheads. You people are all, listen, I mean, you know, I'm ready to use the F word. You people don't know nothing about, wait, got a call on line two. Hello, this is the Frizz phone.
Mr. Frizz phone, this is the general manager's office. You're fired.
I know I should have hired the janitor.
Well, it looks like our hero is out of work again, but totally undaunted.
Mom was right!
Join us next month for the further continuing...
I'm gonna kill myself!
Hopefully continuing adventures of... Floating Flash Frizzbone! Radio Ace! We hope to see you next month.
I'm gonna go stick my fingers in a transmitter! This isn't worth it!
And if Flash does do himself in, what will the recording studio do for the next 10 episodes that have been contracted? For answers to these and other poignant questions, join us next month for the further adventures of Floating Flash Frizzbone. The Adventures of the Radio Ace are produced at Studio B in Marquette, Michigan.
And you're tuned to Radio Ace featuring the adventures of Flash Frizzbone.
Aircheck Factory presents The Amazing Recorded Adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone. Flash Frisbone, the most transient radio personality in the universe. The jock who's been fired so many times he never unpacks his suitcase. Flash Frisbone, who with the amazing power to change formats in the middle of an ARB sweep, travels from one station to another in a never-ending search for cumes, justice, and an occasional free lunch. You'll remember, in our last Thrill-A-Minute episode, our hero, Floating Flash Frisbone, was on his way to stick his fingers in the transmitter of Yap Radio, Keokuk's talk station, to commit suicide after being fired for the second time when he lost his cool on the air, again, after saying all kinds of unkind things about the population of Keokuk and the station management. As we join this month's adventure, Flash is walking down the hall with determination on putting an end to his career. Let's listen.
I can't stand this anymore. I'm going to just do it in. I'm going to stick my fingers in a transmitter, and that's going to be that.
But Flash's train of suicidal thoughts is interrupted as he notices scotch taped to the station's bulletin board an ad clipped from Radio and Records.
You know oldies. If you can handle an oldies format, we need you. Write to Box B22 Radio and Records. Hot dog, I got another job, old boy. I'm going to get this one. There's nothing.
We now journey to the studios and offices of WESE 780 in Retirement Village, Florida. Flash is speaking with the general manager, Octogenarian, and it looks like our hero has landed another gig.
Frisbone. Whatever. Since you're the only applicant, I guess you're hired.
Yeah?
Well, we were honestly looking for someone with a bit more mature voice to replace Harry, God rest him. But as long as you don't talk, you'll do.
You mean I can't say nothing?
Well, not for now, anyway. But, well, if you're with us as long as Harry was, your voice would probably mature, no doubt. Good old Harry. He did morning since 23. Now, listen, Frisboo, do you understand what we're all about here?
Oh, yeah, the ad said oldies, and, I mean, I'm really into oldies. I love oldies. Oldies is my favorite.
Ah, yeah, that's right, Frisboo.
Frisbone.
Whatever. Music of today is rubbish. It's the old stuff that reaches the WESE listener.
Yeah, well, just what are your demographics anyway?
Adults. Adults, of course. Yeah. Adults. 85 plus.
85 what?
85 years of age, of course.
Huh?
Yeah. When those big programmers came in from Chicago, I was a little nervous. I thought they'd change our format, but, well, considering the median age here in Retirement City, and the fact that we've been doing the same thing since 1922, well, they didn't change a thing. Oh, they gave us one of those newfangled station slogans. WESC 780 is now called Edison 78. And we have jingles, too, but, well, them's the only changes in 59 years. Except old Harry's gone. Old Harry. Gosh, I miss old Harry.
Yeah, well, Mr. Genarian, when you say oldies, just how old do you mean? You know, like Fats Domino?
Fats who?
Sinatra?
Who?
Rudy Valley?
That punk!
Matt Whiteman.
Noise. Listen, Flush.
Flash.
Whatever. We were into nostalgia in 23. Nothing modern ever hits these airwaves. We're out to deliver those 85-plus demographics. Now, listen. Are you with us?
Yeah, I guess so. Hey, there aren't any other radio stations around here, are there?
Well, let's see. There used to be a Spark Gap ship-to-shore station, but I think they folded.
Well, looks like I'm your boy.
Good. Listen, you'll start tomorrow. You'll be doing mid-mornings, just like old Harry.
Oh, boy, mid-morning's my favorite shift.
Yeah, well, Victor Windup, our sign-on man, will show you the ropes, and then you'll take over at 10 a.m.
Oh, boy, great, wonderful. Listen, I'd be ready and work. Boy, that's going to be great. I just can't wait.
Well, does this mean Floating Flash Frisbone finally has a job? Will he be able to adjust to not being able to talk on the air? Will he be able to slip cue shellac discs a quarter of an inch thick? And what about Elma Gluck? Don't miss next month's Thrill-A-Minute episode of Floating Flash Frisbone Radio Ace!
passing by the road sign, won't all the day that nobody cared for me. I'll fly away. I wish I was a pretty little bird. I'd never build a nest on the ground. I'd build my nest in my high oak tree where the bad boys had never tired down. I'm a free little bird as I can be. Yeah, I'm a free little bird as I can be. I'm sitting by the roadside moaning all the day like nobody cares for me. Bee. I'd never steal the honey from the comb. I'd steal a kiss from two lovers' lips, and to the house I'd go. Young free little bird as I'd be, free little bird as I'd be. I'm sitting by the roadside home all the day, like nobody cares for me.
From Imaginary Stations, you're listening to Radio Ace, featuring the adventures of Radio Ace Flash Frisbone.
And now, the Aircheck Factory presents the amazing recorded adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone. Floating Flash Frisbone, this era's most transient broadcast personality. Flash Frisbone, endowed with the super ability to sweep quarter hours with a single one-liner, travels from station to station in a never-ending search for a permanent gig. You'll remember last time, our hero was searching in his briefcase while on the board at WESE Edison 78, an all-oldies station in Florida. He's really into the format of all old 78 RPM records, but just didn't feel right about the station manager's mandate about not being able to use his golden tones on the air until his voice matures, maybe another 40 years. As we join Flash this month, he seems to have found what he's been looking for.
Here it is! Oh, boy, my Vitatone 78! Look at that, it's never even been played. I knew when I bought this at that rummage sale it would really come in handy someday, but I sure didn't know when. Oh, boy, all I gotta do is cue it up and play it, and then it's really my show! Right after the jingle, here we go! Flash Frisbone's on the air!
And Flash punches in the beeswax cylinder that has the station's jingle on it.
Edison 78!
And to the strains of his own personal copy of the Cheerfulness Boys doing Maggie's Flivver, Flash bounces up and down with the joy of making mid-mornings truly his own shift. Flash has never been happier until suddenly he hears the sound of the station intercom, the portent of doom.
Control room.
Frisbone?
Yes, Mr. Janarian.
What's that Cheerfulness Boys cut doing on the air? We pulled that from the playlist last week.
Well, it's my own record, and I wanted to,
I see.
I wanted to,
Frisbee,
yeah?
Come to my office, please.
Okay.
It's an all-too-familiar scene next, as Flash is in the general manager's office. Let's listen.
I'm making my own show, but gee, Mr. Janarian, honest, that won't happen again. I love the format. I like the people. Victor and me are going out for tea after my shift, and you can't fire me. You just can't.
Now listen, Flash.
Flash.
Whatever. Edison 78 just isn't the station for you.
It is, too. I really love it here.
I know. I appreciate your enthusiasm, but...
I'm doing real
it's
good.
It's just not going to work.
Come on, give me a chance.
Look.
You're going to fire me?
No, I'm not going to fire you.
Oh.
We have a sister station up in Canada.
Canada?
Right.
I just got back from there.
Well, then you should enjoy the country up there.
It's cold up there.
They've got a nice format.
You mean the same thing as here?
No, it's not the same as ours.
Oh, what kind of format is it?
Well, they've got a WAP format.
A WAP format? Hey, look, just because my last name is really Frisbeone.
Oh, I thought it says here your last name is Arnold.
That was another episode. Hey, never mind. Listen, I'm not taking no ethnic slurs. You ain't gonna give me none of that stuff. If they play Italian music, you just can't go call them no WAP station.
Flash.
I mean, really.
Flash, now listen. WOP. W-O-P. It's an abbreviation.
Abbreviation?
Right. It means weather-oriented pop.
What the heck is that?
That's their format.
Why?
It's something that Nimbus Columbo, their program director, dreamed up. Now look, you can't stay here. We'll even pay the plane flight to get you up to Canada.
Well, I don't know.
I like you, Flash.
Yeah, but you know,
maybe something. The scene shifts now to Bim Bam Manitoba in the studios of Hi-Lo 2718. The program director, Nimbus Columbo, is speaking.
It's a certain bet that disco is dead. Now, Frisbone, tell me, what do people put the radio on for in the morning?
Well, news and...
News and... Weather.
Right, you're hired.
We just got our new call sign, and we're going to change formats at 6 o'clock this evening. Now, you can have the evening shift and lead off the new format.
Oh, boy, evening, my favorite shift.
Well, if you like it that much, I'll give you all night shift, too. You can work them both until we hire somebody else.
Well, I don't know about that. Hey, listen, what are we going to be doing here anyway?
Well, look, like I said, disco is dead. We're dumping the disco format at 6 o'clock tonight. I really got worried when I read in the Aircheck Factory newsletter that that disco was dying in Winnipeg.
Dying?
Right. And if it'll do that in a big city like Winnipeg, well, then here in Bim Bam, we're in trouble. Right?
Well, yeah, I guess so. You know, it also went in Detroit and...
Now you got the picture, Frisbone. I mean, disco is dying. You're definitely a man for the job. Now, listen, you know, Studio B, you never heard of them doing no disco jingles, did you?
Well,
Right. Obviously, what the country needs is a format to capture the people's imagination.
Like what?
To pick up where disco left off. Now, I knew when I brought in that music director from Chappaquiddick that we'd be sunk. Mm. He insisted that disco's big, and he wanted us to stay with disco. I mean, now look, here in Bim Bam, all you got's one truck stop and a jukebox. Uh-huh. There's nothing heavier on that jukebox than Johnny Paycheck.
Yeah.
Country's big, but there's already a big country station in the market, so we gotta do something different.
Uh-huh.
We've gotta give the listener music while giving them what they really want to hear.
Weather?
Right. Weather and music. It's a format I devised myself. I call it WOP, weather-oriented pop.
I heard that.
Right. I've brought in the weather wires from all over the world. Now, Frisbone, we've revamped the record library. This is going to be a hit. You're going to be reading about this for years to come.
And I get to start it all?
That's right, Frisbone. You're going to go down in the history books. At 6 o'clock tonight, we'll have this town dancing up a storm while keeping them informed with exactly what they like. Weather.
Well, I don't know if it's going to work or anything, you know.
Now,
I mean...
look, Frisbone, no doubts. This is going to be a hit. I guarantee. You just wait. 6 o'clock tonight, Bim Bam is going to be dancing up a storm.
Right.
Well, does this mean Flash starts a new career? And what about Elma Gluck? Join us next month for another thrill-a-minute episode of Flowing Flash Radio Ace. The amazing recorded adventures of Flash Frisbone are produced exclusively for the AirCheck Factory at the facilities of Studio B in Marquette, Michigan.
You're tuned to Radio Ace from Imaginary Stations. Contact us at imaginarystations@gmail.com.
Won't you stop and take a little time out with me? Just take five. Stop your busy day and take the time out to see I'm alive. Though I'm going out of my way just so I can pass by each day, not a single word do we say. It's a pantomime and not a play. Still I know our eyes often meet. I feel tingles down to my feet when your smile that's much too discreet sends me on my way. Wouldn't it be better not to be so polite? You could offer a light. Start a little conversation now, it's all right. Just take five, just take a pantomime and not a play. Still I know our eyes often meet. I feel tingles down to my feet when your smile that's much too discreet sends me on my way. Wouldn't it be better not to be so polite? You could offer a light. Start a little conversation now, it's all right. Just take five, just take five, just take five. Just take five. We'll be right back.
I realize are not meant for me, so don't pretend.
Been listening to Radio Ace from Imaginary Stations featuring Floating Flash Frisbone from Gary Bourgeois and Studio B at the Air Check Factory. If you'd like to hear more adventures of Flash Frisbone, we'd be happy to continue with the series. Just let us know. It's imaginarystations@gmail.com. It's imaginarystations@gmail.com. This is DJ Frederick saying thank you for listening and wishing you many blessings.